Fatima Reem, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and it's time for your morning pep talk and our weekly Boat Smart with our good friend Stefan Schmidt. Good morning, Stefan.
Hey, good morning. I'm glad to be here today. I hope everybody can hear me okay.
Yes, and I believe you have a friend who's joining you as well, Lydia Henderson. Good morning, Lydia.
Good morning.
I'm so excited to meet you and get to know you and hear what you have for us today.
Same here.
What we're going to do today is we got Lydia Henderson on here today, and she is our WIA youth coordinator. And I wanted to have Lydia on because they do so many important things over at Georgetown Technical College. Before we get to Lydia, though, let me go ahead and welcome our sponsor to the show also, and let everybody know that you are listening to Boat Smart. Boat Smart is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. The show is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Remember, Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repair Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury product. Key Marine specializes in service repair on all Mercruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch service and repair. So check them out at the, over there on Bower Road. Give them a call at 850-492-0487. Or check them out on Facebook. They list all of their specials and consignments on there also. So, yeah, Lydia, welcome to the show today. And I've been trying to get you on here for quite a while, but you were a very, very busy person over there at Georgetown. And as I was saying, Lydia is the WIA youth coordinator, or WIOLA. I think I'm going to have to ask her how to pronounce that, and tell us a little bit about that, what you do over there at Georgetown.
It's the WIOA, it's WIOA, and it's Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. And we, there is an adult program at Career Store Tuscarosa, but we have the youth program here at Georgetown, and it is for youth that are 16 to 24, and we provide opportunities for them to complete their education, whether it be GED or adult high school training for them, and then hopefully lead to gainful employment. And, you know, they may, when they finish their GED, they may go into post-secondary programs here at Georgetown or at other schools. We can help with that, and we can help with a lot of things, but our goal is for them to be a successful adult.
So the age group is what again? 16 to
24.
24. Okay, and they come actually to Georgetown. Is that how they get in touch with you? Is to go to Georgetown Technical Center? Is that where every or to college? Is that where everything is located for the WIOLA program?
Yes.
Okay. So
our phone numbers are 850. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Our phone number is 850-941-6200, which is the Georgetown phone number. And I'm the coordinator. My extension is 2111-2111. And then our case manager is Leslie Reeves, and her extension is 2119-2119. And you can reach either of us at those extensions and ask questions if you have family members that may need to complete their education. Maybe they dropped out of school and they fit in that age group. We're happy to help them get enrolled in school and be part of the program.
From what I understand, there's like two elements. You have a WIOA youth and a WIOA an adult part of that program. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. The WIOA adult program, you have to be 18 years of age or older and have a diploma to enroll in that program. And if you're interested in that program, you would contact the Career Source Escarosa building. And they have now moved to 9th Avenue. They're not on L Street anymore. They've moved to 9th Avenue, kind of near the Walmart on Creighton area and that in that shopping center area up there.
So what the goal is here is to transition people from maybe getting their GED or out of high school, younger adults and younger people that really haven't entered the workforce or had an issue entering the workforce. You guys help them with that?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we pay for their tuition for school. We help them pay for their GED tests, their testing. We can buy them books, buy them materials to help them be successful at school. We've had tutors in the past, but with COVID, we've kind of not provided that because of the one-on-one. So, you know, it's hard to social distance for the tutor. But we do have, you know, we work well with the teachers and help the students stay on task in class. And then once they, you know, once they're in class for a little while, we do provide a work experience. And we have them do some career exploration activities to find out what, if they don't know what career they may be wanting to, you know, gear toward. And once they find out what career they may be interested in, we try to provide a work experience. The grant actually pays their salary. They go work. We usually try to find locally owned businesses so that the students can work more one-on-one with the employer. And it's more about the work soft skills, coming to work on time, showing up every day, dressing for work. But along with that, it provides them experience in that career path that they're interested in.
So what you're saying is that you can actually put a student out in the field or out in working somewhere, and that doesn't necessarily cost the employer money. So the employer really isn't hiring the student. The students are actually hired by your program, and you're paying them?
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. We pay the salary. They need supplies for their job. They need a uniform, shoes. Whatever the student needs to be successful in that job, we can provide that for that student.
Do you do visits and stuff once you get the students working? How does that happen? Do you actually check on them, or how do you stay in touch with the employer and the student at that point, or the worker?
We do site visits. We stay in contact with the employer. You know, make sure that the student is doing what they're supposed to be doing while they're working, you know, because it is a learning activity. We are wanting the students to learn what their skill while they're there, and so we want to make sure that the student's just not left out there to kind of fend for themselves. You know, we want to make sure that they are supported while they're working.
Well, talk about some success stories. Maybe a student that you have a real success story on. Talk about that a little bit, Mel. I think you told me a few of them. Maybe you can share one on the air today.
Oh well, we've had several students that have been very successful. One of our students was actually hired. Well, we've had several hired by the employer once their work experience ended. They continued working in that job. We've had others that found that they had liked that career path, and they enrolled in school here at Georgetown in the career path. We've had a couple with the IT program do that, and a couple in culinary. And, you know, we've had several students that this has worked really well for.
So they become an employee, and they're contributing to the community by going to work, and they're also coming back to our school for further training. So that's really cool to hear that part of it, that they actually come back into the school and do further training.
Yes. Yeah.
you mentioned some IT classes and things. There's a lot, I guess a lot of them are going into maybe the cybersecurity side of it and things like that.
Well, you know, the cybersecurity here at Georgetown, it's a three-step process. So they start at the lower, what we call CSIC, which is the lower end of the IT program, and then networking, and then cybersecurity. But, yes, they can certainly, you know, make their way through that path. But, you know, they're young and have, you know, don't have very much experience, so they do have to start at the lower end and work their way to the full potential.
I know I've been in your office several times, and as I'm walking by, you have a student in there that's working that program, and there's always seems to be a smile on their face, or they're always telling you about their job and how they're enjoying that. And, of course, we always try to continue to encourage them and tell them that they're doing a great job and that kind of thing. So it's good to see that and to see the success that you guys are having with your program. So if there's a business out there that's interested in having a WEO student youth worker or employee go to work for them, how can they make that happen? Do they have to pre-qualify, or what's the criteria for that?
No, actually, they can just give us a call, and we can see what opportunities they have. And I will say, this is not an if you have a position open type job. This is an extra pair of hands that this student is learning. We're paying the salary, so it's not necessarily a job opening that we fill. It's an extra set of hands to help you out. We've got some students that are in nursing homes. We've got some students who are in bakeries. We've got students that are, you know, like I said, IT. We've got some students that are in all kinds of businesses, automotive businesses. And, you know, we're not really filling a position that's open. We're actually filling allowing an opportunity for the student to learn. And sometimes, you know, it may be that they just stand and watch the actual employees that are there in the business to find their way. You know, a lot of our students don't have the skills of even just asking questions and finding out what they're supposed to do that day and things like that. And so that's a lot of what our program is the learning how to go to work and what to do when you're at work versus learning that actual skill that you would do on the job to fill a certain position. Does that make sense?
The soft skills required to go to work, and what you need is an employer that's willing to do that to help you guys
right.
with that. And that's, you know, that's what it's all about, is the community helping us so we can help the community, right? And this is one of those programs that does that.
Right. You know, a lot of students aren't afforded that, you know, where their parents teach them those skills. They're, you know, their parents may be working a lot themselves and not have the opportunity to give them that that hand. And so we're extending the hand to kind of help them along the way.
So how does a student become grown up become qualified for your program? How does that work?
There are certain qualifications. They cannot be enrolled in the K-12 program in school at all. They can be enrolled in GED classes here at Pensacola State, you know, but they cannot be enrolled in the K-12 program. They have to be what we call out of school, out of the K-12 program. They can also be low in their basic skills, which once they take the TABE test, we can find out. The TABE is the adult basic education test. Once we have the scores there, we can find out, you know, if they're deficient in those scores. That is a qualification. If they're a teen parent, that's a qualification. Low income is a qualification. We do, there's several qualifiers that we can pretty much help almost every student that comes and is interested in the program.
So you mentioned teen parent. Can you expand on that a little bit? So if a person that has a younger child or baby, do you help find them child care or things like that so they can go to work?
We do. We can't pay for child care. The grant doesn't actually pay for child care, but we have some contacts with the Head Start program, and we have actually two of our students right now are enrolled. Their children are enrolled in the Head Start program. And then we have two more that are on the waiting list for the Head Start program. But Head Start is a wonderful organization for your child to be in, because that's not only is a learning opportunity for them, but it's a it starts at whatever age they zero to three, there is early Head Start. And then once they complete that, they can go into the four-year-old Head Start and be ready for kindergarten whenever they finish that four-year-old program. So we really like that partnership that we have with them. But we also, we can help them find child care. But like I said, our grant does not pay for child care. And that's one of the barriers that we have in a lot of areas in our community is the child care component, is finding quality child care at a lower rate.
I think a lot of times when someone, and this is all ages, of course, maybe, and I don't know how to really say that, but maybe a person is on a welfare program or and are trying to get help up to, to move forward. And a lot of times I think it becomes a situation where a person that has had some bad luck in their life and things, and they get into what we sometimes call the system. And it's very difficult to get out of that system, because sometimes you just can't afford to do that, like with child care. If you can't afford the child care, or if you can't, get to work or something like that, a lot of times you're kind of stuck in that way. So what your program is doing is really trying to help people to get that step up, right? That's kind of what y'all do, is to help somebody to step up and to move forward.
Right. It's try to remove as many barriers as we can. And, the adult WIOA program equally is successful in doing that. That's our goal, is to remove the barriers so that the person can be successful. Because like you said, sometimes you just kind of get stuck and you don't know how to get out, and you need someone to reach in and help you out. And that's what we're trying to do.
Okay. Right. Now, let me take a text question, and I'm not sure if this is from, this is more geared toward our program or yours. The question is, can a high school student do dual enrollment? So I'm going to answer that for my class, and yes, the answer to that is okay. Yes, high school students can do dual enrollment for my class. So if that's geared toward me, that answer is yes, and you can come over and contact me and talk to me, or talk to your counselor at your school, and we can make that happen. So that would not work for your stuff, right, Lydia?
No, because they are actually enrolled in high school. Now, if they are in high school and they're interested in this program, there is a counterpart that we have with Children's Home Society, and she does have a program that high school students can enroll in her program. And her name is Phyllis Curl, and she's at the Children's Home Society. So you're welcome to look that number up and, and try to enroll in her program and see what she has available.
It just seems like there's so much stuff out there that people can to access to gain help, whether it's trying to get a job, a GED, a high school diploma, all that stuff that's out there. I know that George Stone is involved in so much of that. Especially your program, what you do over at George Stone, and I know you guys work so hard to make sure it's successful. Is there an area where people can go, a website or something that kind of has all the links or an answer questionnaire or something they can go to get more information on this?
They can. The Career Source Escarosa website is there. They can certainly, access that. There's a lot of opportunities at Career Source Escarosa. So if a parent is listening and they have a student that may qualify for our program, them as an adult may qualify for some of the programs available at Career Source Escarosa. So there's a wide variety of things available there that they can certainly take advantage of.
Yeah, that's a good resource for people. And the Career Source Escarosa, is that the unemployment office area, or how is that? What is that actually? What is Career Source?
They do Career Source. They do unemployment. They do the WIOA program. They have the disadvantaged homemaker program. There's a lot of opportunities there. And if you don't qualify for one program, you may qualify for another. And they help you find jobs. They actually have a job listing there that you don't have to be part of their program to apply for the jobs. You can just do a job search on their website. There's a lot of opportunities there. It's a great resource.
So somebody looking for jobs and stuff can also go to that website and try to and locate jobs in our area?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Or any okay. area. It's all over the state of Florida. So if you're wanting to move to Orlando, you can search jobs in Orlando on that website.
Okay. Well, that's a great resource. And do we have that on our website at Georgetown, I wonder? A link to that?
I don't know. If not, I'm sure we can get it there by next week.
Yep, we probably ought to do that. That way we can get people connected there as well, because I think a lot of times the resources that are out there, people just aren't aware of them. And that's the reason I had you come on my show today, because I know you guys do some great things at Georgetown and in what you do. I believe in what you do, and I believe in the students and the people that you have coming through your program. And we want to always encourage people to get an education, to try to get into the workforce no matter your difficulties or where you are in life. There's always somebody out here willing to help you to move forward. And then once you start moving forward, you take the reins and you continue that movement forward to where sometime in your life you become employed and you become a person that can help other people, right? So that's what our goal is, and we always want to do that. Do you have anything else to add, Lydia, as we get ready to close here?
I do actually. It is the website is there's a link on our website on georgetowntechnicalcenter.edu. georgetowncollege.edu. And if you scroll down under career resources, there are three links. There's one for Career Source Florida, there's one for Employee Florida, and also our co-op coordinator has an electronic job board that she updates here at Georgetown. So there's a link for all three of those under career resources. And I also wanted to give our phone number one more time. So if you have a student that or have a someone that may qualify for our program, or you're an employer that may have an opportunity, would like to provide an opportunity for one of our students, to give us a call. It's 850-941-6200. And I am extension 2111. And then our case manager is 2119.
Okay. And they could also take advantage of that chat feature. That would get them to you as well on the georgetowncollege.edu website. They can also get a message through to you that way also, can't they?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, great. Also, I want to mention that Ms. Henderson also takes care of our Facebook page for Georgetown, and she does a lot of pictures and gives all the information out on that on the Facebook page, and we appreciate you doing that for us. And we always try to get Marine Service stuff up there and other classes. You do a great job with that also. So thank you for being with us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for what you do to get the word out for all of our programs at Georgetown.
We will continue to do that. So thank you for being on Boat Smart today, Lydia, and I thank you for your time. So we're getting ready to end the show. Let me thank my sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can catch them on the phone number at 850-492-0487. Remember, they can take care of all your repower needs for your Yamaha and Mercury product. And it's just been an exciting week. I was glad to have Lydia on today to talk about the program and different programs that we have available through Georgetown and the website. So check us out on our website at georgetowncollege.edu. We are more than happy to help you. That's what we're there for, whether it's with your education needs or with employment or just getting out into the career field somewhere. We are able to help you, and we're more than happy to do that. So thank you for listening, and we will be back on the air next week.